Good afternoon, Nerdles, or early evening. Depends what you call evening, I guess.
This is this is late
afternoon period.
Like, I still count this as late. This is late afternoon.
It's late afternoon.
Evening is when you get to five.
Evening is six.
I
actually feel like that's more correct.
I base it on sunlight, and I feel like this time of year, this is when evening starts.
No, I'm not letting the sun control what I say.
Praise the sun.
I am the master of my destiny. The sun does not control me.
But that song that we just listened to was by Keith Marrow. It's called Pillars of Creation. He is a great solo guitarist. He actually, oddly enough, unlike most solo guitarists who infinitely shred, he only plays rhythm. And he's good at it.
That's good.
He makes everything he touches good by not being show off, and I like that.
That's pretty good. I like it. All right. Well, I want to get into some musky news that is actually not written here. The thing that I walked in and said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name drop because that would just be rude. But I was in contact with someone the other day. He's a rocket engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't necessarily bash Muskie, but he did make a good observation. He's a total idealist, or he's a dreamer. Yeah, that's it. He's got his head in the clouds like 24/7. And I think he meant that as a bad thing, but I will never see that as a bad thing.
Yeah, this is what drives the man, and this is why the man has been able to do so much. This is why people see him as a legend.
Yeah.
And he's a living legend.
He's a living legend. And another thing that I was talking about is that this is one of my friends. He was mentioning this. He goes, oh, yeah, you know, he's way ahead of his time. And I'm like, hey, that's way better. Because back in the 1700s, if you were, quote, way ahead of your time, you were burned at the stake. This man is in charge of seven different companies. I think we've come a long way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, now he's just burning his stake.
Yeah, he's just burning it. Because he's not on it. He hopped off, but he still wanted to see it burn, so he's burning it.
Yeah, and it's going to be all leathery, and it's gross, and ugh.
Steak. I thought you meant like the wood.
No, the joke was he's overcooking his steak.
He's overcooking.
I don't know why, but just because of the word steak.
All right.
It made sense.
All right, I get it. Well, anyway, I almost called you Ethan. Anthony.
Ethany.
Ethany. Your last name is Richards, right?
Yes.
By the way, Richards is one of my favorite plain Jane last names.
Yeah?
Like, it's way better than like Smith and like Baker and stuff. Sorry to all you Smith and Bakers, but like, get better last names.
I feel oddly proud of that for some reason.
You should.
I will still call you Frankowski because John did it and he just feels the need to call Anthony's Frankowski.
Someone has to do it.
I call you Tony.
Yeah.
So like, I think
you're one of the few people I'm actually okay with calling me Tony, fun fact.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Tony?
Probably because I don't say it like that.
Yeah,
probably because I'm like, Tony. Yeah, but that. I'm not like...
Paschetti and Lasagne.
Lasagne and Paschetti.
We just need to work on your tone delivery, John, and maybe one day we can add you to that list.
Paschetti and Lasagne.
You just have to say it like a normal human being.
Well, calm down there, chatbot.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're a completely normal human being.
How are you doing today?
Oh, jeez. I hate Cleverbot.
Oh, firecracker.
No. That was too enthusiastic.
Yeah. Well,
Are you real?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to segue off of your musky news to discuss more musky news. And this one All right, so this is news that segues to musky. It doesn't start with musky.
Hold on, I'm going to take off my sweater.
And this is this is newsier news.
Let's pause so Elliot can take off his sweater, everyone.
It took me like a hot second, so like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but
all right,
but
I hope you all appreciated that.
Now it's a cold second because you don't have a sweater.
Nah, I'm still really warm.
Yeah, I am also still really warm. I might take off my second shirt. I have a shirt underneath my shirt, guys.
Why would you take off the first shirt when you can instead get to the one you have to go under your current
one for? Yeah, I don't like that. First shirt means the one that's on top.
Okay, fine. I'm talking about it in the order of the shirts I put on.
But,
so like,
but,
yeah, but I never see you
closest.
Put on shirts. I would only ever see you take off shirts.
All right. So from my perspective, it's the second shirt. From your perspective, it's the first.
From say the outer shirt.
Right. That creates less confusion.
Yeah,
so,
like the outer
for us, because that's his inner shirt.
Wait.
He's what? Memeing. He's memeing.
I'm memeing on you. I'm memeing on you.
It's not even a good meme.
No, like his outer, like our outer shirt for him would be his inner shirt. Because we his outer shirt is.
Oh my, stop. Stop. All right,
let's get to the actual.
I want you to roast in a fire.
All right, so this is eventually. So I just have like a list of CES stuff that I was interested in. But all of the CES stuff I'm going to be talking about this week pertains specifically to vehicles or vehicular devices for you cool kids.
They're all autonomous.
Or vroom vrooms for the mature of you.
Who?
Or steely wheely automobilies for you fans in British land.
I'm too much of a kid for those terms, man. I'm not ready for the adult world. I'm going to need you guys to take it down a notch, all right?
Look, I don't turn down. I only turn sideways.
I was ready for turn up. I appreciate that plot twist. All right, so anyway, the Cruise AV. So General Motors is working on a self-driving electric vehicle called the Cruise AV, okay? And now you're all like, it's Musky news. How does this pertain to Musky? And my response to that is that the vehicles they're making are in direct competition with the Tesla Motors that, Musky owns, you know, that's one of his companies. And so these self-driving vehicles, they're self-driving vehicles that have no steering wheel, no pedals.
I thought this was Honda or Hyundai. I know they're separate things, but I don't know which one was doing it. I thought that they were doing this.
No, this is General Motors.
GM.
And it's called the Cruise AV. And by next year, they want to introduce the Cruise AV as a fleet of self-driving taxis. However, they have to somehow get this approved by the Highway Traffic Administration Agency. So, good luck with that, GM.
Here's another. I talked about that same rocket engineer. I talked to him about self-driving cars. He's going to be coming up a lot just because of like the stuff that we have written here. He said. First off, I thought it was Honda or Hyundai, and I said that, and he goes, well, yeah, self-driving cars would work perfectly in Tokyo. Absolutely seamlessly. They would all just stop driving. And I'm like, okay, he has a good point. Yeah, and he's also like, however, they would work fantastically on highway. Inner city, like what the Uber's doing down in Pittsburgh, they wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So the Highway Traffic Safety Administration would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Only for the highways, though. If they present it like that, I think they could get it by.
So now, I just want to respond to this individual because I feel that he's an incredibly practical individual. And, like, I actually very strongly appreciate the fact that, like, he is less of a dreamer and more practical. Because I feel like those type of people do need to exist in order to keep the dreamers in check. Because I feel like people like Elon Musk are fantastic and they do drive the future forward. But without people keeping them in check, I feel like they could go off the rails very quickly.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate this individual, regardless of whether or not I agree with
with his statement about Tokyo, hands down.
Oh, no, I agree with that, and I feel like they would work very well on highways.
Commercially available self-driving car, no steering wheel. You introduce that to Japan, you give it like 5 years, and none of them are driving. Mm-hmm. I mean, you introduced AI waifus in like five years. None of them are getting married.
So now I just want to use this to segue into yet another CES self-driving electric car that was introduced. Yeah. And this one is the ePellet by Toyota. And it is basically a modular bus. So you take it and it can be used as like a self-driving pizza shop or a workstation. So now.
All right. I'm going to stop you right there.
Good. Let me hear your thoughts.
Okay.
Wait, Kanye, hang on. Before I let you finish. Mercedes-Benz has the ugliest bus/van ever, so I just wanted to get that out there.
Mercedes doesn't make good big things.
No, like their little things look great, but their big things look like they came out of like the 50s, if the 50s was like actually nuclear radiated all around.
Yeah, Mercedes doesn't do good stuff. Like, they recently came out with they're like, oh yeah, it's our first six-wheeled vehicle, right? It was like a truck.
I honestly don't remember.
This is like forever ago, right? And Top Gear did a statement on it. I don't know. Look that up. Look up Top Gear stuff. I don't want to talk about that right now. But I want to get back to the...
Just watch Top Gear.
Just watch Top Gear. The old one, not the new one. Don't watch the new one.
Wait, there's a new Top Gear?
Well, yeah, they still have Top Gear running, right?
There's the British one that's good and the American one.
Okay.
No, the British one isn't good anymore.
Are you... Okay, I wouldn't actually
Jeremy Clarkson's gone. All of them are gone on the American Top Gear. You have to watch the Amazon Prime. I don't know what it's called. But I watched it, and I loved it.
The opposite of a gear is?
No.
Is it the Grand Tour, maybe?
Grand Tour, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Amazon Grand Tour is what is basically new Top Gear. Mm. But anyway, modularity.
Yeah.
Everyone loves it. No one wants to buy it.
This is the thing.
Everyone loves modularity. Everyone's like, oh, man, modular stuff is so cool. No one wants to buy it.
My personal response to that is that I wish I was a billionaire because I really want to be able to buy off like 200 of these things and then create like an actual good music festival with these modular vehicles just like strewn around. And so like you'd have like shops, what is it, like food places? Like, so you'd actually have like Pizza Hut and Domino's and places like that out there. So, and then you'd have like a casino section.
So food trucks.
Some of them would be food trucks. You'd have like a casino section. Then you'd have some that are actually like...
they're
like
buses. You can't fit a casino in a bus.
So this is what you do. You make one of them for like... for like left, right, center. One of them is dedicated to blackjack, and they all exist in like a circle.
Let me stop you for a minute.
There's several buses.
So, first thing, these aren't massive buses. From what I saw in the pictures, like maybe 10 seaters.
Mm-hmm.
And after you put in the table to play the game, you'll maybe have two people sitting at the table.
Oh, well, now
why do you want a modular bus?
Huh?
Why? My hardest thing is. Modular. All right, cool. Bus. Doesn't make sense. Modular buses.
Well,
okay, do you want to see the... Well, actually,
do you like link them together like a train?
No. Okay, so what
I
want to
see a picture.
Yeah, let me explain it to you. Look up Epalette by Toyota. Look up Toyota Epalette.
How do you spell that?
E and then dash.
E-palette.
Yeah?
I think you said Equalette, and I'm like, I don't
you
know.
You said Epalette because you don't know how to speak English.
I don't. I'm not from this country anymore.
Were you ever?
No, but seriously.
I'm getting a bunch of pallet lifts.
So now here's my response to that. I was born in Jamaica, Queens, New York, right?
Wait, what? Did I hear that sentence right? You were born in Jamaica, Queens, New York? Is that a thing?
That is a place.
What?
So I claim Jamaican because I was born in Jamaica.
But you were
Queens,
born
New
in
New York. It's like the people who refer to themselves as Bostonians
or
New Yorkers. I am Jamaican.
No, you're a New Yorker. No wonder I don't like you. Okay, well, that clears up your backstory that I actually didn't know.
Okay, yeah. So hold on, sorry.
Yeah, see if you could describe it better, because if you don't understand, I'm certain there are people out there also don't understand.
No, these are not quote-unquote modular buses. They're self-driving rooms. That's it.
Yeah, that's just, basically what they
are. They're just rooms that that drive you around. So, like, let's say you're taking a cross-country business trip.
Mm.
You hop on the highway in one of these things, and you have your office with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically...
The productivity never ends.
Consumer scale, I guess you could say consumer scale,
mm-hmm.
tour bus.
Yeah, basically.
It's a bus that... Any old guy could, any person could own,
mm-hmm.
and they could run, you know, like it said here, these vehicles will drive themselves to places where potential buyers can try on clothes or mm-hmm. shoes or pick through flea market items.
Exactly. Like, so the thing is that you can mod it out to, instead of being, so yeah, it's a room, but you can change what that room is. So the room could be an office, it could be a kitchen, it could be like a casino space where you are playing a game of roulette. I was about to say Russian roulette.
Russian, yeah. Where you have the gun in the little thing that you have the ball in, and you spin it,
like,
and you hope it doesn't go
room.
Off while it's spinning. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
There's one light.
It's like a hot potato, except
a grenade
the entire room is
with
the
a
potato.
Live That's the hottest potato right there.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't see much use for them outside of like maybe in commercial centers.
And I agree.
I think they'd be pretty good for like high end like CEOs.
Or high end
business people that travel cross country that don't like planes.
I call that in the range of commercial centers.
Okay.
Because I suppose I'm saying it wrong. I mean like the whole commercial and corporate side of things is where I expect them to find use. I don't expect anyone to end up buying one for themselves unless they have like a specific need.
Yeah.
Like bands might get them as a tour bus because they might work for that. But I
think they're too small.
It depends because from what I saw in the pictures, it looks like they also have different sizes.
Okay.
So
yeah, it's just a self-driving bus.
Yeah.
That you can do stuff with. I mean, you make a self-driving bus. What's stopping you? Like a school bus. I've seen people turn school buses into homes.
Yeah, so I think that their use is basically just like...
They're for commercial.
They have special insides that are easily messed with. So, you could have it in a normal bus seating arrangement, and then when...
Whoa.
No.
All right, go ahead. You finish.
And then, like, you get a handicapped passenger. Oh, just take a seat out and then continue on driving. Just
throw it on the side of the road. You don't need it anymore.
Honestly.
I know, there's probably storage.
If these things are also going to be the way they are, there'll probably be, like, little depots for them to do that anyways. So.
Yeah. Go ahead, Anthony. You do your thought, and then I want to do my thought before switch off.
Now, what I was going to say is I'm just imagining, like, us... Or not us specifically, but like a group of individuals taking a line of these buses and then just turning it, making it a road trip, like a cross America road trip, right? And so like one of the buses is like the bathroom end, and then like you got like one of the buses that just has like all of the beds in there, and another bus.
It's a tour bus.
But that would also only
it's
be
like
if
more
they
like a
link.
Tour train made out of several self-driving. Buses?
How do you go to the bathroom if you have to switch
So
buses?
What you do is while you're on the highway, you just open the door and you jump climb out on the top.
And, yeah.
Oh, we're gonna do this Taken style. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right, but,
it's for those of you who are looking for a little oomph in your life.
For those of you who aren't capable of basic functioning.
And have absolutely
functioning.
Too much money to blow on useless stuff.
Yeah, life insurance, health insurance,
yeah.
mm-hmm. car right. insurance.
But they want to unveil, they want to have a working version in 2 years for the Olympics in Tokyo.
A working version of the e-palette?
Yep.
E-palette.
I don't know what English is, sir.
Palette. Pilates. The E-Pilates.
I used to pronounce, there's, I can't remember, there's one, I can't remember what it is, but there's one specific word I'm looking for. I'll bring it back up if I remember anytime soon.
Hopefully you don't. But time to move on, boys.
All right, let's move on.
We're going to have a little bit of anger, but
what's new?
I'm
already preemptively angry, right? I've just been conditioned to start getting mad when this part of the show comes around.
I made sure to put on just Tim Cook talking while I was driving here. Just so I get horrible road rage and I'm swearing at people. It's great.
So Apple has, they've decided that in their infinite wisdom and perfect PR... That they're going to allow the slowdown to be optional now on their phones.
Wow!
Because
good job.
I might be okay with this if the slowdown worked. Because if you guys haven't noticed, even when phones start to slow down, they'll just be at 40% die. You turn it back on and it's at like 5%. It's like, oh, I'm glad that works so well.
Yeah. But I mean, like, okay, so this is what I'm thinking, right? It's PR stunt. Of course, it's a PR stunt. Mm. It's always a PR stunt with Apple, you know. But this particular one, what they're gonna do is when you switch it off, it actually switches it the other way, right? And it's gonna just destroy your phone, right? in like a matter of like weeks, your phone will just be wrecked. So the next time you go to do something like this, you're gonna be like, I'm just gonna leave the battery saver on because last time it just got like absolutely destroyed, and then Apple's gonna be able to sit there smugly and be like, I told you we needed to slow down your phone, when in actuality they just did a whole 180 and they're just blowing up your phones.
Honestly, so now
it's a conspiracy.
I'm really upset because I honestly feel like chemicals. That's no. Don't start doing Alex
make
Jones.
Making the frogs enjoy other frogs.
Other frogs of the same or similar gender.
Yes.
No, sex. Because
sex. You're right. Because there are several different genders.
Difference, yes. But anyway, okay. I didn't want to derail the whole conversation by yelling or putting chemicals in the water.
Shoot, where was I?
Something about, I just yelled at conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. So now I feel like I'm upset because just with who's in power at Apple, Tim Cook.
Crook.
Steve Jobs is a ghost. But they don't have an old Ouija board, so it's not right.
No, they just use an Apple Macintosh. Yeah. And that's where he is. That's where they kept
him. Tim Cook self-programmed a Ouija board app so he could control everyone through Steve Jobs' ghost. And everyone at Apple is like, I'm really confused. I don't feel like this is what Steve would have wanted. And Tim's just all like, he's talking to us through the Ouija board. He's obviously telling us what he wants, all right, guys?
Guys, I don't know why you'd think that I programmed this app just to control your minds.
Like, guys, that's stop. Absurd.
All right, but we're gonna move on because
wait, can we go back to Musky news? Because I thought this was a bit of funny Musky news.
Funny,
yeah, I guess.
All right, so Elon Musk, right, went to a sex party in am I allowed to say sex?
Yeah, it's okay to say that. It's not okay to describe it.
All right, so he went to a sex party. I won't describe the type of sex that was happening at the sex party.
I don't care.
Right? But it was probably the regular kind, maybe the kinky kind.
Oh, okay. We're going to draw a line here. Elon Musk went to an adult party, and he found out that he didn't know it was an adult party until we got there. So he's like, no, I'm out of here.
Well, no, see, this is the thing. It's not that he found out once he got there. He didn't know that it was an adult party. And he left before learning that it was an adult party. And then news came up that he was at the adult party. And so one of his PR reps had to go out and be all like, yeah, so Elon went to this party. He thought it was like a corporate costume party. He got bored. And then he left and later found out that it was an adult party.
I just love the idea that, like, because unless, all right, so this means either one of two things. One, Elon went to an adult party and the adult things were happening and Elon was completely oblivious to it. Or two, they scheduled the adult things to start happening after the party started.
The way he described it, it sounded like they
scheduled it.
They scheduled it for it to start well after the party started.
That just ruins the fun.
Well, you gotta wait for everyone to show up.
Fashionably
late.
It's like WWE. You just like tag in, right?
Stripping off my clothes.
It's like WWE. You tag in.
Okay, we're moving on before we risk getting taken off air.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
For the more astute of you, you might have noticed that Bitcoin's prices went down. What's it floating at right now? Like 13 grand
no,
again?
No, it's like 11.
Really? It's that low now?
I bought, like I sold. Hey, guess what, guys? I sold. I got scared. And
did you sell while it was going down?
Little bit.
Never sell while it's going down.
It was
down.
At 15 and I bought it at 6. Still doubled my money.
Okay.
No, it's at 10. It's at 1080. It's 10,858. Yeah,
that is low.
They all dropped. They all dropped like as of very recently. Bitcoin crashed. If anyone remembers,
it'll go back up eventually.
Yeah, eventually, I think it will. You know, no, it hit 20,000, but at the current moment, it crashed. And you mentioned this, that it always happens around the end of the year, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's been something that. I mean, is it a different percentage every year? Sure.
Yeah, but happens.
Every single year, we see a dip in Bitcoin. Not so much in all the other coins. I mean, somewhat.
I mean, this year, yeah.
But in the past, they've been so small that no one cared. No one even really knew that they existed.
But it crashed. And I think it's always because Christmas. I think people always sell their stuff to buy Christmas presents.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I want to say it's actually because of because with the new year comes the fact that lawmakers might get their act together and start trying to put some kind of enforcement on it.
Yeah, they did too. Some certain places, they like it's taxable now.
Really?
Yeah, they did that. That I mean, that's another reason why it crashed. That's a big reason why it crashed.
Huh. I didn't know that.
You actually had to start writing in your taxes that you bought Bitcoin, you sold Bitcoin.
Hmm. Interesting. And I also saw that apparently Starbucks won't take it anymore.
Yeah, Starbucks stopped taking it. I mean, like I wouldn't have known how to go about just send like did they have a Starbucks Bitcoin wallet?
Or was it individual stores?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's things that I wonder, and South Korea wants to ban it. Don't ask.
That's another reason why it dropped. South Korea was talking about banning it, and South Korea makes up a lot of the Bitcoin purchasers and transactions.
Yeah, it's almost like South Korea is a good technology hub.
Hmm. Yeah,
curious.
And they wanted to ban it. I don't know if that went through.
I'm gonna say it didn't because I didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
So my guess is it's either lost traction or it's just sitting there and it hasn't been officially decided yet.
Yeah. South Korea had a lot of problems recently though. So.
Ooh, speaking of South Korea though, I just want to mention this. I'm glad to see North and South Korea walking together at the Olympic Games under one flag.
That's pretty interesting. When was the last time that happened? The 90s? The 80s? I don't even know if that's ever happened before.
Let me see. I'll get back to you in a minute.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, the Bitcoin crash. Anthony, what do you think about it? I know you're not a Bitcoiner, but
I don't really have too much of an opinion on it. My only real thought is that like this seems normal for the lifespan of Bitcoin.
The fad's over.
Huh?
The fad's over.
I don't think it's necessarily okay, so
No. The fad is over.
Yeah.
The fad did not get it to $10,000 a Bitcoin.
Mm.
The actual people that care about Bitcoin got it to 10,000. Okay. The fad got it to 20,000 in like 3 months, and the fad's over. No one cares anymore. No one
who doesn't actually
care
exactly
cares. Mm-hmm. Everyone who was like, "Oh, I'm gonna hop on the Bitcoin train." I was one of those people. I'm probably gonna buy some more eventually.
At some point.
I'd like to, but everyone who I still own some crypto, but not a lot.
So the answer for the Koreas is actually 2007 in the Asian Winter Games, but for the Olympics, it looks like 2000, I think.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Long time coming.
Ooh, wait.
What?
It says in Athens in 2004, but I don't know if they did it for the opening ceremony. They just might have did it at other times. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But still a big step in world politics. But that's not the point of our show. I just wanted to mention it because it was on my mind.
Yeah, neat. But anyway, so the fad's over. Anyone that, you know, bought Bitcoin thinking they're going to make it rich in like 2 months, either they made it rich in 2 months or they didn't. Hear about 50 Cent?
I didn't know 50 Cent had Bitcoin.
He used to accept Bitcoin as payment for his albums, and now he owns about $8 million in Bitcoin.
Hmm.
Nice.
Like now, as of now, like this was a thing that happened like a couple days ago. He realized he found his Bitcoin wallet password and he owns like $8 million in Bitcoin.
That would be funny. A happy surprise to find out you're $8 million richer than you knew.
Yeah, no, his net worth skyrocketed. And literally all he had to do was remember like his dog's name or something and type it into the correct website and bam, he's 50
God.
Cents relevant again.
Yeah, now he's worth 80 million.
No,
with 50 cents.
Now, 8 million, sorry. Yeah, like it's insane. His net worth went, you know, it's now 8 million times bigger.
Mm.
Do you get it?
Yeah, because he wasn't worth anything.
Well, no.
Then it should be 16 million times bigger because he was only worth 50 cents.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I see.
Okay. Yeah. Bitcoin crashed. It's going to come back. I'm not going to make any predictions because I made some predictions about it last time, and I was wrong.
You're wrong. You're like Matt Pat depicting anything about the Star Wars franchise. Oh, he's wrong every single time.
I haven't watched any of his Star Wars ones just because I know I'll be angry at how wrong he is.
He's wrong for every single Star Wars series.
Some of the stuff I watch, I'm like, okay, he's going to be wrong about. But there's some stuff that I really pray that he is right about.
Yeah. So now here's
the thing. Like Doki Doki, I pray that he's right about it.
I still need to watch the second half of that.
You know, I started wasting my time on that thing.
On what?
Doki Doki. Yeah. I wish I was kidding. I got bored. I found out it was free on Steam.
Have you been playing it?
He's been playing it.
I'm only 2 hours in, so next nothing.
He's just happened. Starting to get to the good part.
What has happened?
The most recent thing was...
Is it spooky yet?
No. The most recent thing was Neighbor Girl went home early because she wasn't feeling well. And then I had to pick who to work with over the weekend, and then I talked to Neighbor Girl.
Who'd you pick first?
Purple Hair Girl.
Sailor. I did too the first time. Mm-hmm. If I were to play it again, I'd pick Monica first.
Yeah.
Best girl.
Anything to avoid Natsuki.
Natsuki's awful. My girlfriend likes Natsuki. I don't like that.
Uh-huh. I like her first poem, though.
So now here's the thing. I don't have any... I don't really have too big of... Like, I don't hate Natsuki.
I don't hate her.
I don't... I do not hate her by any stretch of the imagination. But, all of the Dokis are okie-dokie with me. But
she has the least interesting of the characters.
See, and that's what makes her the most interesting.
Yeah, but
hang on. I want to read the most beautiful poem I've seen far.
Please speak it into the mic. Let our people hear.
Oh my goodness.
Dear sunshine, the way you glow through my blinds in the morning, it makes me feel like you missed me. Kissing my forehead to help me out of bed, making me rub the sleepy from my eyes. Are you asking me to come out and play? Are you testing me to wish away a raining day? I look above, the sky is blue. It's a secret, but I trust you too. If it wasn't for you, I could sleep forever, but I'm not mad. I want breakfast.
Real tears. real tears for reasons that people don't expect.
Honestly, I love that poem.
That was a good poem. I was like, okay.
It sounds good, and then the last line, it's comedy gold.
Comedy gold.
Yeah, it's a real funny one.
Yeah, but honestly, it's been enjoyable, if not
wait till you're done, and I can send you all the memes that I have. I have about 50 memes on my phone.
I am not ready to advance in the game, because where I got just started to get a little dark. Not spooky, just dark.
Just dark, yeah.
And
advance. Advance.
I'm a scaredy cat.
No, you'll be fine.
I'm a scaredy cat because they make it they make a point to tell you to save before any decision you make. And now
Monica did that, right?
Yeah, she was
that scared me.
She was like, wait, I meant to talk about poetry. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Something's going on.
I'm a scared.
Help.
Hold me.
Hold me
tightly.
Hold me tight.
But anyway, let's continue. Let's get off of Doki Doki because that's an old. That's an old topic. That is a very old topic to talk about.
Yeah, it's a month.
Oh, can I just talk about...
A month? It came out in September.
Kidding. I was kidding.
I just want to mention that... So one of the news sources I used to get Musky News, and the source that I used to get most of my Musky News for these topics this week, is called Musk Watch, which is a show that comes on the Nerdist channel on YouTube, right? So go check them out, guys, if you're interested in anything we discuss here. And... I just love how they depict Papa Musky as a mythical creature.
Yeah.
He is a centaur, but his lower half is mechanical. It's a mechanical horse.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
It's the most
beautiful thing ever.
All right, but anyway.
But hang on. Speaking of mythical creatures, this is related, I promise.
Okay.
We finally have decent hologram technology.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah. So we could be seeing mythical creatures actually around, in a theme park.
I can't wait for the future.
See mythical creatures that aren't robotic and actually look good because they're not made of actual mechatronics.
Yeah, they're made of light.
Yeah, but the only issue is that it's only any good right now for a cubic centimeter worth of image. So it's a little tiny. Or, very tiny. But the fact that we're finally figuring out free-floating holograms like we see in Star Wars is exciting.
Yeah, that is. Mm-hmm. I'm amped ready for it.
And then someone can finally make that one game that Han has on his ship. The Millennium Falcon.
Oh yeah. Oh with the, yeah. The chess.
Mm. Yeah. The what's it called?
It was like some sort of chess.
Yeah, it has a name. Is it? It's not Galactic Chess, is it?
No, I don't think it's that. But I don't know what it is.
I'm curious. Huh. This is gonna bother me.
All right, look it up. I say we hop on to the next bebop train.
Yeah. So Intel, they're claiming that their new two lines of processors, Cannon Lake and Ice Lake.
Ice Lake. Yeah.
Aren't going to have the security flaws that the current one has.
Like the ones that I talked about at one point, right? That were like, that yep. happened in like May?
Yep, the ones that still aren't fixed.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, I wanted to know what they were doing about it because I learned about this in May and I was really mad about it because it's not like it. What did you say? It wasn't something that was that bad, but it was still bad nevertheless.
It was something that you basically had to have the computer on you to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So in practicality, it doesn't mean much,
mm-hmm.
but in the event that like there's some actual major big scheme going on, like say, I don't know.
Like so, actual espionage.
Yeah, like having a mole in the White House or in a corporate office, it's a big issue.
Yeah.
I love moles. They're so cute.
So like for a consumer, it might not have made a single difference, yeah. but for the people who
the big boys
have a lot of things that actually matter on their computers, it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, yeah. I remember reading about it. I was actually a little spooked about it just because of like it's yeah, it was a big issue. And it only took them under almost a year to address it. Congratulations, Intel.
Yeah, and
there's a reason why AMD is taking up more market share than you've ever expected.
Yeah, it's almost like Ryzen's good.
Huh?
It's almost like Ryzen's good.
Yeah, almost like it. Oh, hey, it's about processors, but I learned something recently, and it's really interesting. I think you guys will enjoy this. Did you know that the idea of an optical computer, it's a computer that, like, calculates based on light?
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay, don't get all happy yet.
Okay.
They made one in 2003, an optical processor, an Israeli-based company, Lenslet. They made an optical processor, and it ran 1,000 times faster than your average processor. So I clocked that at about 1,060 gigahertz, right? Because Intel Core Duo came out around 2003, 1.06 gigahertz. So I just did some math, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty fast. You know, it's 1,000 gigahertz. You know what? It didn't work. It worked, but they couldn't. There were so many issues. They couldn't do I/O. They couldn't interface with I/O. Mm-hmm. They couldn't do memory. Right, they were gonna think about having it like in disks, right? And they were gonna have it spin around and everything, and then that was how they were gonna store memory. But it wouldn't work in large scales. They couldn't do main memory. They couldn't do anything with it other than the processor. So it failed completely. People now want to do hybrid systems with electronics and light, which I hope that's pretty. You know, that's pretty cool. But everyone's still talking about quantum computers at the moment.
I'm just going to wait for my consumer quantum computer because I know one day I'll be able to drop my room to like negative 240 Celsius. I believe.
You don't got to do that.
They have to be at like near absolute zero.
They're working on better superconductors. Like very recently, they found one that does it room temperature.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I learned about it in engineering statistics. This school teaches me a lot, believe it or not.
Cool. I actually didn't know that was a thing.
Yep.
I'm going to have to look at that later. Also, the Star Wars chess game is called Dejeric.
Dejeric. Okay.
I think. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's what came up. So I'm going to go with it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Good news. But I was also talking to another one of my friends about why... they didn't like. I was a conspiracy nut before I learned about the whole like. Oh, it just didn't work because memory. And I was like, oh, I bet Intel and AMD are funding people to stop with the optical computers. And I'm like, no, that's just wrong. That's just mean. You're but anyway, you wanted to talk about holograms.
I already did.
Was that it? Was this the?
Yeah, I just went out of order.
Yeah. Okay. They did it with laser beams, I guess.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, I saw this one. The next one, the monkey clones.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Kinda.
I thought they were adorable.
They broke through the technical barriers to clone humans. That's terrifying.
I would love a clone of me.
Well, they don't know if it'll work on humans yet still.
But they broke through the technical barrier.
They broke through the barrier that had to be accomplished for it to be workable on primates.
Okay.
So it's possible human cloning might be in our relatively near future.
They're not like full grown monkeys. Nah, they're all babs when they start, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's babs. It's possible that they could not be, but I doubt it. I have no idea. But it was the same technology that was used to clone
Dolly
the sheep in 1996.
Yeah.
So this is the first clone in 2 decades, basically.
No, it's not the first clone in 2 decades.
It's one of them.
It's one of the first prominent ones, yeah. I know Dolly, the clones of Dolly suffered from like horrible health complications.
Yeah, they had arthritis I know arthritis was one of the big issues.
Yeah, that was the biggest issue.
And so now here's the issue when you get into cloning, right? Is that, so you know how like telomeres and things like that will shorten the more DNA splits and stuff like that, and that's like one of the major factors that contributes to aging.
Yeah.
All right, so when you create a clone, okay, you're still making it based off of the original cells of the aged individual, and so any complications that have arisen in the aged individual's
or
DNA,
will erode so basically it would just cause early death.
Yeah, so no, more, or the way I like to describe it is, if you're cloning a 46-year-old, you are basically making a 46-year-old baby.
Oh. this is why I don't like cloning. Yeah. I'm fine with AI overlords. Get the clones away.
So something to think of is, given enough time, everyone would, in theory, probably develop basically every complication that's not strictly genetically limited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like
not everyone's gonna develop Huntington's disease,
but everyone will eventually get like lung cancer because it's bound to happen at some point given enough time.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about. So it's possible that cloning babies might work, kind of, but like there will probably be a cutoff where all you're doing is producing something that's going to have horrible health conditions.
Yeah, like there's going to be like a certain age limit. Like, okay, you cannot, like if you need a clone of someone, they have to be like 10 years or under or something. But that's still messed up. Yeah. I don't like that.
You're automatically like subtracting 10 years from the clone's life.
The technical barrier. Cool, we broke through the technical barrier. Yeah, good luck breaking through that ethics barrier.
Exactly.
I am more okay with self-driving cars being the only car on the road. I am way more okay with me just being able to think and my computer knows what I want it to do.
No.
I am not okay with cloning.
I am way more okay with Amazon unlocking my house and sending a hitman.
me too. It's free with Prime.
Free with Prime, yeah. Always. Beautiful. Greatest meme of this show. Yes. It's free with Prime.
And it was said by me.
It's great. Good job. You win the award, Elliot.
Okay, good. We need to have like an equivalent of the Dundies where it's held in Chili's. Oh, wait, no, you guys don't watch The Office.
Actually have watched The Office. I finally got to the Dundies, at least.
So someone explain the Dundies to me.
The Dundies are a crappy award show held in Chili's.
Yeah. Although Chili's has some good food, so.
No, don't even give Chili's the benefit of the doubt.
What do you mean?
Chili's has good fajitas. Food. Fight me.
Yeah,
Chili's is the place that you go when you're sad and an alcoholic, and you walk in like, "Welcome to Chili's," and throw the glass against the wall.
Yeah, it's like Applebee's for people who like
food
good that food. Tastes good.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, Applebee's is worse, hands down.
Thank you. But so it would literally just be the three of us giving awards to the three of us, or us getting one person, like Joel, to basically decide which one of us gets awards. Joel would have to get an award for being the one guy we phoned in that one time.
Joel would get an award, yeah. Yeah. But like, just because he's the host doesn't mean he can't get an award.
This is true. This is true.
I'm okay with this. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
So
wait, are we gonna like all wear like what is the name
Tuxes?
Of the huh?
Tuxes.
No. Like the little microphone that you wear inside of your shirt.
Lapel microphone?
Yeah, are you going to all wear lapel so that we can later upload the audio as a part of one of our podcast episodes?
I mean, it could happen, I guess. I have access to these things.
Why are you calling them lapels? It's lapel microphones. You put them on your lapel.
It's actually lavalier microphones.
Lavalier, that's what I was looking for.
But they go on your lapel, so they're nicknamed lapel mics.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I was,
lavalier
I was,
is what I know them
I
as.
I was like, dude, don't call them a lapel.
So
that hurts me.
So we have two topics we can talk about first, boys. We can talk about Xbox or Final Fantasy.
Or X-Bone.
I think Xbox, because I can actually contribute to Xbox. Final Fantasy, I'm just going to be sitting here.
Okay.
So I can just sit here and like
play. I can accept this.
Huh?
I can accept this.
Yeah, I've never played Final Fantasy.
Fix it.
I owned it for PS1, but I had to sell it.
Humble Bundle is currently having a Steam sale of all of the older ones. Like $5 for 7, $5 for 8, $10 for 9.
Humble Bundle recently...
I think it's still going on.
...did a thing where... Amnesia was free?
Yes. I think that ended like today or something. I meant to download it and I forgot.
Yeah. The Amnesia collection is free on Humble Bundle right now. Yeah, I think it's done. But I didn't get it because I already played Amnesia 1 and Amnesia 2 was apparently people were like, "Oh, it's a walking simulator with bacon scaring you."
And then it was.
And it wasn't good. Amnesia 2 wasn't good.
Yeah, no.
Oh no, it's still free for 20 more hours.
Oh, cool. I'm going to get it. But that's not the point right now.
Yeah. But anyway, for those of you who game.
But seriously, get Final Fantasy while it's still on sale. It is 100% worth the like $10 for 7 and 8 and the extra 10 for 9. Cause they are,
should I get it for the PC or should I just get it for the PS1?
PC.
Okay.
For the PS1, you'll be paying like $30 for 8, $200 for 7. And like 20 for 9. So
7. What did 7 look like? Because if I had Final Fantasy 7.
Oh, 7.
I lied to you. Final Fantasy 8 you'd be paying like $90 for.
Really? Like even just a regular.
A regular disc is like $90. You can get a used one for less, of course.
Yeah.
But then you also run the risk of the seller being a piece of crap.
Yeah.
So I try to buy new when I can, unless I like can see the person.
Okay, I get it. But anyway, I want to talk about Xbox because I can contribute to this one because I can show you all the symptoms and signs.
Fine by me.
Mm-hmm. Xbox, they are on the way to becoming the new Sega. I think Anthony, you agreed with me on that one.
Yeah.
They are currently, if you look at what they're doing market wise, right? They don't have exclusives, good ones.
They have Forza.
Forza?
Yeah, the racing ones.
Yeah, and Sega had Sonic.
Who plays racing games? Yeah, thank you. Sega had Sonic.
They both go fast.
Yeah, but the difference is they also have the only good racing simulator because Gran Turismo is a pile of poopy now.
Yeah, they say they're gonna boot. They're gonna port Forza over to PC though.
It's on PC.
Then they don't have an exclusive.
I'll talk about why I'm not as worried about Xbox, but I'll get there. I'm not worried about right now.
But anyway, they're showing all the market trends that they that Sega did. I think with the Saturn, the Saturn was an obscure. It did well in certain places. It was better than Nintendo's console in certain aspects. But it still wasn't as good. It wasn't as good as it wasn't as good as the GameCube, and they are on the sharp decline because Nintendo's.
When you said Saturn, did you mean Dreamcast?
No, it was Saturn then Dreamcast.
Sega Saturn.
I thought that it was Saturn then Dreamcast then GameCube.
Saturn. Oh yeah, sorry. No, yeah, it went Saturn in like 96. Dreamcast in like 2001. It was Dreamcast versus GameCube. It was Saturn versus N64.
As soon as you mentioned GameCube, I was just baffled and confused.
Yeah, it was Saturn versus N64. Sorry. But anyway, it's going the way of Sega, I think. Their next console is going to be a regular old Dreamcast. And it's not going to do well. And everyone's going to hate it. People are starting to hate the Xbox controllers as is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big thing with Sega. They just destroyed their good controller for the Saturn.
Yeah, the Xbox One controller is atrocious compared to the 360.
Exactly. And like the Genesis did great. It didn't do as good as the SNES, but it did good. and realize it was the same thing with the Xbox. The Xbox was a Master System. You know, you had Nintendo's console and you had the PS1, which were like destroying Xbox, but the Master System had a lot of good games for it. Had a lot of, and people still play Master Systems. People still play original Xboxes because of various reasons. Like, the original Xbox is just set up like a PC. It's great. You can mod it like nobody's business. But it's, Xbox is going to go the way of Sega, and they're going to die.
This is where I'm going to interject my two big points.
All right.
The first one is that part of the reason that I think Sega went the way they did is because they realized that they were in a losing situation where all they could do was cling on for longer.
I mean, yeah.
So they decided to shift focus to software development, but they couldn't leave the console market when they still had people who wanted their consoles. So okay. I think the Dreamcast was kind of an intentional step out of the market. It wasn't designed to fail, but it was designed not to succeed.
Okay.
Which, if you look at how their games went, it makes sense because they had good versions on the Dreamcast, but then when they ported them to the GameCube, they made them bigger and better because Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast got ported to the GameCube as DX. And it was better and had more content.
Mm-hmm.
Adventure 2 got switched to Adventure 2 Battle, which added the multiplayer that was supposed to be on the Dreamcast, but they didn't have it.
Yeah.
So I think the Dreamcast was a way for them to step out of the console market without upsetting consumers who were looking forward to it and also letting them have a transitional period where they could gear down instead of just suddenly shutting everything down.
Yeah.
And then a ton of factory workers are out of jobs, and then there's a bunch of internal uproar. It's probably a good way to lose the company pretty quickly.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't think that the Xbox is that's happening to them?
No, and my second reason is also because with Microsoft's integration with PC, the Xbox can be thought of as the Steam console, except it's not dependent on having a good PC necessarily.
Okay.
Because you have the option of get a console and then, oh, I kind of want to stream it to my PC instead because I'm sitting at my PC. So you can do that. Or you can stream a computer game to your Xbox.
So it's strictly just because Microsoft has PC ties that they're not going to die.
That's kind of what...
I mean, like the Xbox, I mean.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm expecting. I wouldn't be surprised to see them kind of shift to Steam's model, where they mostly become an online vendor and then they have the console as a supplement.
Yeah.
But I don't expect to see them crash in the gaming market and then just kind of fall out of favor entirely. Like, unlike Sega, they don't have their own game studio, really. Like, they own some quote-unquote.
Yeah, like, they own Bungie or, like, 343, right?
They
own Mojang.
Really?
They bought Mojang, yeah.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I expect to see them just kind of let the console be a supplement as people just slowly shift towards PCs because they're better and better at doing everything.
Yeah. So Sony's the one in the bad spot here then.
No, like the PlayStation 1, the old Final Fantasy games, specifically 8. And possibly 9, I'm not sure about 9, but it had real instruments on the PlayStation version of the game because the PlayStation could handle it. They built it to handle these things better.
Yeah.
But then whenever they ported it over to the PC, I don't know, I want to say within like a couple of years maybe, it might have been around the same time even, they downgraded the real instruments to be MIDI instruments.
Yeah.
Because the general consumer's PC could not handle it. It would just crash the game.
But basically, nowadays, like PCs are so outperforming.
Yeah, you can buy a $300 laptop, and it might not run your game as well as your $300 Xbox, but if you turn it down low enough, it'll typically run.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing. You said $300 laptop.
I bought
someone a refurbished HP PC for like $270. And it has the specs of my laptop. And I bought my laptop for like $500.
Yeah, no.
And like, so you don't, you don't need to spend big bucks on good PCs anymore.
Yeah, my $1,000 laptop from like 4 years ago easily outperformed by like a $400 one today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the crazy thing about PCs. They've plateaued in gigahertz, but they've excelled in everywhere else.
Yeah, so what I kind of expect to happen is, like I said, I expect them to shift more towards Steam's model. And honestly, like, this might be a huge jump of logic. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Microsoft and Steam eventually teaming up. It might be like
a console wars, but it's instead an online provider wars against Steam.
It might be like a decade down the line, maybe two. But
I might be dead in a decade.
Wow.
That's depressing.
We could all be dead in a decade.
Yeah, but
AI overlord.
I could be dead tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully you are.
Wow, John. Thanks.
Hey, I'm just...
I'm glad you're on camera too. Yeah, on
that
camera.
That wasn't even a roast. That was just mean.
That's camera four then. It's a dark corner. There's no light. You can't even see anything. But you just hear creaking of the beams.
Yeah, it's like a black hole. Except not funny.
I can't. I was about to make a joke.
Yeah, I know. Don't stop. Shut up.
Yeah. You gotta let me play the game before you ruin it for me.
Oh, jeez. You'll ruin it yourself. Yeah. Anyway.
I know.
All right. Well, I think that's all the time we got. It's been
I just realized the time.
It's been a solid hour.
Yeah,
Anthony.
Nice.
Yeah. And this might be our new official time.
I think this very could be.
Unless we switch to like a Wednesday night. But
I like this.
We'll talk about it.
The thing is, we have a... Yeah, okay, yeah.
So for now, we'll assume that Fridays at 4 is our new time. And if anything changes...
We'll all be the first to know.
You'll find out. We know everyone who listens to us, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
There's no mystery.
It's me. It's my mom on 8 different accounts.
I thought we agreed it was like 12.
Yeah, 12. 12 different accounts. All right. Well, I hope you guys have a good evening, because it's evening now.
Yeah, true. It's making its way there.
It's making its way to evening. And I hope everyone listening has a good weekend, week. And I'm glad that you guys decided to tune in on your Friday night instead of doing something else productive.
Yeah, like...
Elliot's mom.
I'm trying to think of something
productive.
This
is productive. You learned some stuff. You guys learned some stuff about optical processors.
And also, enjoy the warm rest of today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Because they're all supposed to be in the 40s, so...
All right.
For anyone who's interested, check out Altered Carbon coming to Netflix on February 2nd.
We are not paid to promote any.
Sorry. That's hashtag non-spawn.
Hashtag non-spawn. We should probably start like mentioning that.
Yeah.
Hashtag spawn us.
Hashtag non-spawn. Hashtag spawn us, please.
Please. Please.
Hashtag plus plus.
Please.
hashtag triple plus.
Triple plus. I don't like the way that sounds.
Me either. All right. Well, have a good rest of your
hashtag
day, nerdles.
Hashtag octopus.
Have a good rest of the day, nerdles. I'm Elliot.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm John. And next time, if there's no Anthony, don't go looking for him.
Oh, wow.
Bye-bye.
I love this.